Let me see. A place. Well, let me see. I can't think.
You ever heard it called a gap?
Gap.
Something like that. Gap or a notch.
Never heard it called a notch. I've heard of gap, but then we call a gap an old wire fence. It's just loose wire, you know, and a post on it. You hook it to this other post over here. Hook a piece of wire across the top, you know. That's a gap. You open the gap and go in.
But you haven't heard that used conjunction with mountains. But what about the, say, a place in a mountain where a waterfall is a long distance? You call that a
waterfall?
Waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about a place where a boat would anchor and unload its freight onto a
dock?
A dock.
Boat dock.
Have you ever heard that called anything besides dock around here?
Well, marina.
Marina.
There's one right down there off of North 6th Street as you're going to Van Buren. There's a nice big marina down there, and lots of people have their boats docked down there, their houseboats and all kinds down there on the river.
Would people around here say pier for dock? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't believe they never have called it pier around here.
What about wharf?
I've seen, piers in California and all, but then they never call them pier around here. I don't believe half the people know what a pier is.
Mm-hmm. What about the roads around here, the surface? What's the composition?
It's a blacktop and concrete, you know, cement.
Do you have any roads made out of anything other than blacktop, maybe out in the country?
Gravel, gravel roads.
Yeah, just any plain old dirt roads?
Oh yeah, a few, there's a few of them.
Talking about roads, what would you call a little road that goes off the main road, maybe out in the country somewhere?
A trail, maybe?
Trail? Or what about, say, a place, you know, that's been worn out by cows, so
path.
Path. Mm-hmm. That would be a path. Mm-hmm. What about a little road that goes off the main road, say, up to a farmer's house? Would that be anything different?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't think so, just a road.
And this place where pedestrians walk next to the street and residential areas?
Sidewalk.
I think I mentioned this yesterday, but do you have any names for that strip of grass that you sometimes find between the street and the sidewalk?
The parking. Parking.
Call that parking? The grass.
That's the parking between, and the city owns that, see, from the sidewalk out to the street, there's a strip of, you know, grass laying through here, and that's called the parking. That's the city parking, and it's the city owns it.
In South Alabama, they call that, for the most part, the tree lawn.
The what?
Tree lawn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that. Mm-mm.
They always tell me, you know, when I was mowing the front yard, don't forget to mow the tree lawn, too.
Well, I'll say.
But what about, say, if you were, let me ask you about this expression, if you were walking out in the country and you saw a crow, some crows getting after farmer's corn, you might reach down and pick up a
rock and throw it.
You ever heard people say anything besides throw it means same thing?
Pitch it.
Pitch it. Do people around here say chuck it mean that?
Mm-mm.
You never heard that?
Mm-mm.
Chuck a rock at a crow?
Nope. Mm-mm, they don't say that.
Well, what about this expression? If somebody comes over to your house, you might say, well, why don't you sit down and make yourself
at home? Yeah, come in, make yourself at home,
Talking about putting milk in coffee, drinking it that way, you might say,